take this opportunity to talk with you a little bit about your experience with the Kelowna College of Professional Counseling.
Fantastic.
And you've been somebody that I've known for quite some time, since your graduation in 2007, I think, right?
2008.
So a few questions I wanted to ask you so that the listeners can kind of get a sense of what it was like to go through the program and some of the challenges that happened to you kind of after.
Sure.
When you started your education with KCPC for the Diploma of Applied Psychology and Counseling, what were you hoping to be doing when you graduated at the time?
At the time, I was definitely hoping to have a career within the field of counseling. At the beginning, I didn't really know what that would look like. I just knew that it was what I wanted to do and was really open to what the opportunities would be from there.
So you didn't really have a particular specialization that you had in mind. You just went through the program to sort of see and get the basics down?
Yeah, just to see and get a good understanding of what everything would look like, and what the courses were, what the options were.
When you were going through the program, what were some of the challenges that you feel you kind of faced as a student in the program?
I think I maybe wasn't fully aware of how in-depth it really is, which I'm very appreciative of now. But it was such a broad scope that really kind of got into the realities of what it's like to be a counselor. And some of those realities can be quite challenging. Mm-hmm. So although coming out of it, I realized how prepared I was at the time. You know, it could be a bit overwhelming.
That's some of the feedback we're getting from other students, that when they graduated, they did find that when they were in agencies, the agencies really appreciated the training because it meant less training for them of the graduate from KCPC, because they kind of knew how to work with a client sort of from beginning to end.
Absolutely. I found it was actually surprising to me. I remember sitting in my first panel interview for the agency that I still work with, and it was just so easy. I had an answer to every question they asked me, and I just felt really solid in that. And throughout my years within this agency and all the work I've been doing, there's not been a time where I didn't feel like I was given the proper knowledge. I feel really prepared. And even in talking to some of my colleagues who went 4-year degrees and on, never have I felt like I didn't have that same quality of education coming out of here.
So some of the students that are applicants that come, one of the questions they have is, who's going to hire me when I'm done? What are some of the kinds of work that I might find myself able to do? Can you talk a little bit in generalities about, that for you when you graduated, and kind of even just sort of generally the field? You don't feel like naming the agencies that you've kind of been able to work for or with. Can you say a little bit about that part?
Yeah, I mean, I work for a nonprofit agency. Before, when I first graduated, I went through the CPCA and became a registered professional counselor and did some private practice and contract
work. And the CPCA, just to interject, is what?
Canadian Professional Counseling Association.
Right.
So I became a member there, a student member, and then a registered member after a certain amount of years.
Can you just say a little bit about, sorry for interjecting, but mm-hmm. what did you get from the Canadian Professional Counseling Association in terms of, was it a designation?
It was a designation, was big, becoming a registered professional counselor through there. Also having the insurance through there.
I take it that's a liability insurance?
The liability insurance, and just the whole backing in itself, being there as a member and kind of the connections I could make through there.
Okay, so it's a bit of a network. And my understanding in working with them is, and I know this because I also do some of the supervision piece, but, and I think you do as well now, but that's something that they expect from somebody who's got the designation in the first 2 years, is to be supervised. Can you say a little bit about the supervision piece?
Yeah, the supervision piece, they like you in order to get that designation to meet with the supervisor for the first 2 years, once a month, where you go over the work that you're doing, go over, you know, client files, and just have discussions around that so that you're being supervised in your work as you go. I was also fortunate in the work that I am doing now that I could move through there. I have to have supervision anyways, in my career now as a counselor in the agency that I'm in. So that could also fill in as being accepted as supervision through the association as well.
Okay. Are there any other memberships that you found yourself taking out, or their association, colleges or whatever, that do any of that kind of, let's say, regulatory work, or again, just other associations in counseling that you found yourself either wanting to be a member of or being a member of?
No, I actually just stayed with that. I do have colleagues that have more than one. For me, it was everything that I needed. It provided all that I needed in order to remain in this field, and, you know, I'm pretty covered through the association for what I need at this point in time.
So some students, again, are nervous about what they're going to find as a challenge when they leave. I guess maybe two parts. What would you suggest, based on the challenges that you faced, the graduate might start doing even either before they graduate or when they graduate? Can you say a little bit about what maybe your experience was when you graduated, or what you were doing even just before you graduated?
Yeah, I think it depends on which area you want to go in and what you want to do as well. If private practice is the way you want to go, then I thought it was at, and it was for a while after I left, then I would absolutely make sure that you follow up and go through an association so you have a governing body, per se, as you move forward. That was a choice I had made that I was comfortable with, and I got connected with them before I graduated as a student. And so to me, I would suggest that, to start that work before you're done the program.
And that you found really helpful.
I found it really helpful, actually. And there's so many connections on there, so much information. There's learning on there. There's you can find your supervisors through there. It's just a ton of knowledge that's there for you at a really reasonable price for what you're looking for and needing. Plus, there's discounts as long as you're a member. You know, you get a really great price on your liability insurance, which you need if you're going to practice private.
So, one of the things that I know graduates raise beyond just, you know, the initial cost of going through the program and then, you know, taking on memberships and fees and whatnot, and there's this decision graduates make, and there's probably three ways in which they're generally made. I'm going to work for somebody else, I'm going to work on my own, or I'm going to find myself between working on my own and working for somebody else. Can you say a little bit about what your experience was as you kind of went through the initial stages of moving into the field?
I found moving into the field, into private practice, which I initially did, was it worked for me because I was only looking for very part-time private practice, so I didn't find it really hard to get that up and running. That being said, you know, it really just depends on what kind of connections you have in your community. I think if I would have wanted to be full-time at that point in time, it would have cost me a large amount in marketing and advertising continually. Now, after working in a community agency for the last 6 years, I have such a huge amount of kind of colleagues and community agencies that I've worked with that I think that for me has been, it's been really the biggest benefit, one of the biggest benefits of kind of moving in to work for somebody else for a period of time and getting to know what that really looks like. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I feel if I did want to go back into private practice that I could do that much more successfully than when I first left the program.
I know our median age of applicants is about 35 to 40. These are people who are sort of changing careers midstream. Mm. My understanding with you is that, obviously younger at the time, but you were also, you also had children. A lot of students that come in do have either their moms of young children or their moms with teenagers. That balancing between studies and working with kids and being a mom. Can you say what some of the challenges were for you and how you might have found useful ways of dealing with some of those challenges, because you did have to study? And
yeah, I mean, I at the time when I was in the program, my oldest was, he was about 5, and I was pregnant going through the program. Oh. And that was actually quite a tough pregnancy. I remember falling asleep on my desk at a few times during my work. It was really just studying when I could. When my little one went to bed, I would do the extra studies. So I found it manageable. I didn't ever find it hugely overwhelming. I mean, I would say if you're working full-time and you have children, be prepared.
Would be tougher to
be really, really busy. But yeah. I was able to just do the course for the time I did the course and found it manageable.
That's great. Anything else you would want to convey to students, potential students, just about the program or some of the things we've already touched on?
I think the biggest thing for me is I really can honestly say when I left the program, I felt like I had such an extensive understanding of counseling, and I really knew what it was like to sit in front of somebody and do that piece. And I had colleagues that had gone there 4 years and had never really had the opportunity or had learned how to actually do the day-to-day piece of counseling that you have to do once you start. So that was invaluable to me, and I just found that it helped me be really successful.
So the application of not just the information, but the application of it in different settings and over different topics of how you have to navigate through those things in a professional manner as a counselor. That's kind of what you're
absolutely
you're saying.
Yeah, not just the theory based, but yeah, having to really navigate your way through and figure all the pieces out. It's not just a kind of a lecture-type, theory-based program.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Andrea. It's good that you had a chance to share this with us. And you're now going to be on podcast.
Oh, yay, podcast. Hello, everybody.
Thanks a bunch.
Yeah.